reach for the sky, boy.
Rolex first.
Woo!
Diamond ring first.
Woo!
Hit dealing.
Woo!
Wheeling dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Doing the Favor Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Brown. You can follow me on Twitter at EricBrown740, but of course, always follow the show on Twitter and Instagram by searching at Doing the Favor. With me, as always, he's the sexual, intellectual, double H, the Husky heartthrob, leader of the Husky Army, and the former King of the Blacktop in Portsmouth, Ohio, my man, Barry Frost. Barry, how you doing, homie?
Doing good, man. Glad to be back on this week. Pumped up, another exciting show.
Real excited this week. Monday, April 13th was a big day for us as we, the marketing manager, released four shirts. She's now the marketing director. She got a promotion. She released four shirts at whatamaneuver.net. So go to whatamaneuver.net, go to Shop by Store, scroll down to Doing the Favor Podcast, and we have four new shirts. We have a hashtag legwork. We have an Ohio Players. We have your Husky Heartthrob. And we have the shirt featuring our brand new logo. And all proceeds for these shirt sales through May 31st will go to the COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund by the World Health Organization. I'm not even going to try to be humble. We sold a lot of shirts on Monday. It was fucking dope. Overwhelmed with the response that we got. People messaging us. I'm going to get one on payday. I get an email every time a shirt sold that says exactly what they bought and where it's going and who bought it, whatever. And it was cool. It was really cool, Barry.
Yeah. You know, it's hard to be humble, you know, and gracious to a million different faces. But by golly, you know, we love all of you, and thank you guys so much for supporting not just us and the brand, but supporting the COVID-19 fund.
Yeah, it was, you know, like we said, this has been something that's been in the making for a while before all this COVID-19 social distancing, self-quarantine thing was happening. And we felt like dicks, like just, you know, trying to make money off people when a lot of people are out of work or taking pay cuts and whatever it may be. So we figured, you know, we want to release the shirts because we think that a lot of people wanted them. We know we wanted them. And we want to make sure that money that we would have made was going to go somewhere else that people can benefit from. So win-win. Thank you guys all so much that bought them. I know I bought a few. You bought a few. And it seems like they're shipping out quickly. Did yours ship out already, Barry?
Yeah, both of my orders shipped out.
Yeah, mine shipped out today, too. I bought one of each, and Rachel bought two. She bought an Ohio Players and I think a logo shirt. So, yeah, I ordered six shirts. So that's – yeah. And, you know, a lot of people were telling me they got one of each, and I saw the orders, and it was – I'm not saying you have to get one of each, but, you know, like Barry said, you want to get that thing thrown at you, wear the Husky Heartthrob hoodie.
Slingshotted to you.
And then what are you going to buy 9 months after that, Barry?
You got to buy that baby onesie. I had to buy three of them. I bought two baby onesies and a toddler shirt. So I got caught out there. So it was rough.
But yeah, thanks everybody. And go to whatamaneuver.net, Shop by Store, scroll down, Doing the Favorite Podcast. We have five shirts on there now. We got the first time in the line too. So check them out. We really appreciate you guys. And yeah, we're going to keep adding more shirts, man. We're going to keep coming up with more designs. And we're going to blow that thing out. So marketing director has a lot of ideas. Barry, you ready for some shout outs?
Let's round the crew up here.
Well, first off, speaking of t-shirts, if you go to whatamaneuver.net and you go to Shop by Store and you scroll down to Doing the Favorite Podcast, if you look up, right above us is Dobro's House of Positivity. Dobro has a all-black shirt, NWO style. Basically, it says, if you don't like Dobro, fuck off. And that's, you know, he used a quote from our show, which I'm highly honored that basically the best person on the internet, the nicest person on the internet, use our quote for his first shirt. It was funny because you made a comment that the quote was negative, and really it wasn't. That's my dude. I'm positive about that.
But we will assault you if you do turn negative towards Dobro.
If you get negative towards Dobro, there's major smoke. Major smoke. So, I'm just saying. But, yeah, I bought one. I mean, I think Rachel might have got one. So, yeah, I know a lot of people got them, man. So, go support the homie Dobro. Because God knows he's supporting all of you. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I bought one as well, so.
So, I'm ready for mine to get there. I hope, like, the next time I do an unboxing or something, I can be rocking the Dobro shirt. Also, all the Ohio players, I mean, we put out a shirt for you guys, man. You guys mean that much to us, you know, that it's a group, it's a family. And, I mean, I got people from the Ohio players checking on me all the time. They know I'm working. They know I'm a little behind the curtain. I'm working a stressful job right now. It's you know, kind of the grind. You know, a lot of people self-quarantine. My workload has almost doubled. So, and that means the world to me, guys. I really, and girls, guys, it's all inclusive. We got kids, we got adults, mothers, fathers, brothers, sons, all that. So we love all you guys, man. I was telling Drew, you know, with the shirts, we get a lot of people congratulating us and being happy for us because it was getting over, and that was great, you know. But that's just not possible without you guys. But everyone that supports us, everyone that's helped grow this thing, yeah, we've benefited from the growth, sure. But you guys are with us. You guys are part of this ride. And that's, to me, that's the dopest thing of all this, man. We always say we started this to meet people. And the Ohio players, which you don't have to be just from Ohio to be an Ohio player. GBM, you can be in there.
Now we're going a little too far.
Cleaner
can be in there.
Absolutely. All the homies. You know, we got room for you. Also, Jeff and Scott, fully posable. You know, we had a lot of people that put us over along the way to get to this point and, you know, keep growing. And Jeff and Scott were two of those people. You know, we OGs in this game. The Fig Life community. You know, Legwork's a brother of that, man. Those are our brothers over there. And, you know, anytime somebody does anything good, anytime something good happens to us, I always get a text from Jeff right away congratulating me. That's what family, that's what support is, that's what this community is about, and those guys embody that. Also, Ringside Rant. We did a show with RJ. We did a watch-along. We watched the Grand American Bash from, what year, Barry? 86? I was drinking.
86 and
86, Flair, Dusty in a cage. And then we watched Russell War 89, Steamboat Flair. So I did a watch along with two of those matches. Shot the shit with RJ. Went off on other topics. Great time. You want to hear me drink? You want to hear Barry watch old wrestling? RJ. I mean, it was a fun time. It was like watching wrestling with the boys, man, and it was dope. So shout out to RJ for having us on. That drops on Wednesday, April 15th. And that's all I got for shout-outs, Barry. Go ahead, brother.
Drops on April 15th, your birthday.
My birthday.
You know. So that was a very strategic move by RJ. So, yeah. And also, like you said, man, Scott over at Fully Posable, always putting us over good. His little brother, though, you know, Jeff with one F. The bad child of the Toon family, you know. Eventually, one day, we're going to have a sit-down. And, you know, he may end up hammer-locked from behind by Bill Benis. But shout-out to the one and only, the man, GDM, Mike from Buffalo.
Heel brother Mike.
Yeah, good brother Mike. Doing some things over there, helping people. We got Cleaner. We got the DTF Security Force. The man. He been taking no L's. Have you ever saw Cleaner taken out?
I've never seen him taken out. He was like Mayweather out there.
I mean, so I can't complain.
Except he lays into him. He don't just dodge the shots. He actually offense.
Right. He brings the noise to these cats. We have also the homie, Nick Haddix, and his sons. We even did a little PG-13 last week for the boys. So I'm glad they liked that. Really, really fun time for us there. We also had a nice little chat I did today with the homie Sammy Evans. So shout out to him. Shout out to Dobro. Like I said, we got his shirts. These guys, man, they always are supporting us, always, you know, doing good things. And I can't thank you guys enough. So like Eric said, there is no us without you guys. So it's all love for you guys.
You ready to jump into some legwork, brother?
Do it.
Absolutely. I'm going to start off with mine. Obviously, guys, stay home. Don't go out unless you have to. Don't be making daily trips to the stores. Let's flatten the curve. Let's get past. On the other side of this, there's so much legwork to be had that we can get through this. But in the meantime, we do have the online legwork. We do have trays. Be responsible about it. Disinfect things that come to your house. All that stuff. I got a little tip from somebody that Heroes Hideout was doing some pre-orders. So I took the opportunity. I was at work. So sometimes when things drop, if I'm in the middle of a meeting, it can be tough for me to scroll through a website so I can just get what I can see quickly. And I pre-ordered Barry and myself the Classy Freddy Blassie Walmart exclusive from Elite 76. So, yeah, very excited for that. Can't wait. I think it said early June. Hopefully that doesn't get canceled. So there was a Billy Graham on there as well. I didn't get to it in time. I just, again, busy at work right now, really busy. So, but we do have some pre-order right now on Heroes Hideout. You get Elite 77 Viscera for pre-order for $20. Christian Elite 76, the regular one, $20. Tucker Otis, each $20. So yeah, they have some deals on this website. Some of the stuff it's hit or miss, you know. But I think, like you point out, the Ronda that you can get for $5 or $10 pretty much anywhere right now is $20 on this website. AJ Styles Survivor Series Elite, $22. Brie Bella Elite 68, $22. Rusev NXT Elite Takeover, $20. So, but you gotta have to do some digging. But again, there are more websites out there in Ringside Collectibles. There's Megalopolis, Heroes Hideouts. So don't be afraid to use this quarantine time to kind of explore the internet. So, Barry, hopefully those Blasties come to us in a couple months, brother.
Yeah, man, I'm super excited and super glad you got those, because I knew nothing about it until you messaged me. I was like, I got you a Blassie. I was like, sweet. So.
Also, people are way too kind to me, and it's my birthday. I'm going to be another 40-year-old podcaster. Be one of them tomorrow, so I'm turning 40. Everybody's very kind to me, though. Send me a few things. I'm just going to kind of go through that. You guys, I do the unboxing videos. I go into detail in the videos about what we get, so go to @DoingTheFavor on Twitter. Check them out. I'm just going to kind of run through, say what I got here. Drew sent me a fucking Macho Man robe. You believe that? He's like, I sent you something, man. I think you're going to dig it. I had no idea. No clue at all. I got it. I opened it up, and I was like a dipshit in a live unboxing video. I didn't put it on correctly, which Tara kindly pointed out to me after I got done doing the video. @Lynch21 Tara, the homie. Put your arms through the holes. Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. So put that on. It's the silver with the black Macho Man glasses with the stars on it. It's really dope. So Halloween just got litty this year. Can't wait for that. Think I can convince Rachel to be Liz?
Oh, there you go.
She wants to be Demon Finn Balor, which I'll get into here in a little bit. My first thought was, like, you're wearing clothes, right? Like, to which she assured me that she had some plans and she was going to be wearing fully clothes, so.
Okay.
I didn't want to have to go out there and, you know, cause some trouble on Halloween.
It happens.
It does happen. And also, I got a couple things from Tara, which are very unique. You guys all know my love for sports, for 90s NBA, and with the recent tragic loss of Kobe Bryant, who I think would have been guiding us all through what we're going through right now with daily inspirational videos about being great, keeping on the path, being your best you, you know, the stuff that Kobe talked about. I don't remember seeing this. Barry, if you do, I sent you pictures, let me know. Galoob All-Star MVP's 1997 edition posable action figures. They're very small, probably about, what, 3 inches tall, Barry?
Yeah, they're not very big.
but it has the Lakers storyline from 1997. We'll go through it. Let me know if it brings up some names for you. Byron Scott, Robert Horry, Eddie Jones, who was a dog, by the way, from out of Temple.
Sleepy.
Kobe Bryant. UC, University of Cincinnati's own Nick Van Exel, who, you know, Final Four team, they had a beast of a team back then. So, yeah, I was pretty stoked to see that. Kind of, again, outside the box thinking. And also, another thing I got from Tara, because she also sent Lily a little Disney princess dress, which was dope, was the Then and Now collection, Career Highlights of Kobe. This is from the year, I can't remember, let me see, real quick, 1999. So Kobe only been in the league for a few years at this point, but it shows you how big of a star he was. He was already an NBA All-Star. He had not gotten to the point where he was winning championships yet. That was about to happen. But you have, basically, it's the same size as a starting lineup. It looks just like a starting lineup made by Mattel. Obviously, we know starting lineups were made by Kenner. But the Then and Now collection, I looked it up. This thing actually had, it's just actually has value to it now. I hope she didn't spend too much. I love you, Tara. Thank you so much. But it has Kobe from Lower Marion High School. And then, you know, number 8 Kobe in the Lakers jersey in the home jersey. Is that? No, it's the away jersey. I'm sorry. Purple's away. Excuse me. Then you got the All-Star Kobe, which is like, excuse me, like a silver statue kind of gimmick. Looks really good. Kobe was a young, young All-Star. Yeah, I think he came in the league at 17 in 1996. Is that right, Barry?
Yeah, he was taking Brandy to prom.
I remember that. Sorry, take a drink of water. And then the away Kobe Bryant jersey in the purple, so... Very thoughtful gift. Very much appreciated, Tara. Thank you so much. Frank the Tank was selling some figures on Twitter. Kind of gauging some interest. He put out some totes. And he had a WrestleMania 30 Bret Hart from WrestleMania 10. Cut me a deal. I bought it. He sent it to me. Beautifully packaged. Very much appreciated. Yeah, so WrestleMania 30 series, there's a Shawn Michaels, too, that Sammy Evans is actually looking to trade. So if you guys got a chase Buddy Murphy, hit up at Sith Lord Sammy. He's got a trade for you. Yeah, but it's from WrestleMania 10. So now we talk about that WrestleMania 4, the match with Owen. We were talking about that before we came on air. That's one of my favorite matches ever. Love the way Owen pinned him right there. It's just a dope match. So thank you so much, Frank, for that. He's at TribePan88. Then that motherfucker, GBM. He didn't just send shit for me. He sent shit for the whole family. Did you see that?
I saw.
He sent the dog's treats, which is amazing. That's awesome. You want to get over with me? Send my dog some shit. That's awesome. So Axel and Bailey, very much appreciated that. Lily got a... It's like a little toy coffee cup that, like, you press the button, it makes noises like you do for a one-year-old. Perfect gift. She loves it. It's funny because everything GBM sends, she loves. So, the Undertaker Bendham, which Bailey destroyed. But those little mini Smurfs he sent me a while back, that thing from Happy Meals. She loves those things. Perfect size for her, you know? So, great. Appreciate you so much, GBM. He sent Rachel a loose... Elite 71 Finn Balor from the London takeover, I believe. And Rachel's talked about painting up like Finn Balor and shit, so GBM, being the thoughtful person he is, basically sent her a little model. It's Rachel's first figure. It's actually displayed at her... Well, I mean, everything pretty much is displayed up here in the office where she works, but prominently on the desk where she can see it right in front of her. So she thinks it's cool. She takes the soft goods jacket off. I can see her looking at the back. She admired it, so... Really, really, really cool. So I appreciate that. But GBM, you sly motherfucker, sent me the ringside exclusive NWO Wolfpack Macho Man Randy Savage. Such a dope figure. I missed on it on Mercari last week. They had it for a real good deal. When I went to go buy it, it was gone. So, yeah, man, really cool. Macho Man, obviously my all-time favorite. So I'm looking at it now like I should be doing a show, not looking at figures. But it's really, really dope, man. Got the shirt, got the belt, got the bandana. I love the face scan on this Macho Man. I think it's one of the better ones with the glasses, too. Really dope figure. So thank you so much. I want to open it so bad, but I'm not going to. that needs to stay in the package, because the package is beautiful with the red. Yeah, it's dope. Really, really dope. So he also sent me a Pro Wrestling Loot Macho Man pin, which, again, just a nice touch. GBM, really thoughtful, dude. Thank you so much for that, man. And I got a couple cameo videos today for my birthday. It's just, that's, again, outside the box thinking. I didn't know these things were going to come. I'm a huge Cleveland sports fan, which obviously I talk about all the time. My favorite player growing up for the Indians in the 90s, like when I was playing high school baseball and junior high baseball, high school baseball, like I played center field. I batted first or second in the lineup. I was stealing bases. Like that was my thing. You know, I was a little fast kid, and Kenny Lofton was that dude on the Indians. And I just, number seven, man, led the American League in stolen bases every year. High average guy, high on base percentage guy. Loved him. Sent me a cameo video for my birthday. I popped. That was dope. Earlier today, Barry sent me one from probably the greatest Cleveland Brown of my lifetime, Joe Thomas. First ballot Hall of Famer when his time comes. Yeah, and they were both just really thoughtful things. So thank you so much, Drew. Barry, I really, really appreciate it, brother. Y'all didn't have to do that. Y'all make a dude feel special, man. That's dope. So, yeah, it was funny because I had, you know, again, rough day at work, grinding. You know how it is. And then those videos come and just that shit turns your whole day around, man. So thank you all so, so, so much.
Yeah, man, you only turned 40 once, brother, so it was our pleasure.
And Barry, you got some interesting legwork this week. Why don't you go ahead and talk about it?
I did. I actually had nothing. Like, I mean, I had nothing coming into today. And I started getting mysterious text messages, which they're not uncommon, but they, you know, from Dobro. And he's like, oh, man, how's your day? But, you know. And I get home and I, like, you know, I can kind of see on the back porch, we got a deep freezer out there, and there sets a box. And I said, man, I think I got a Dobro crate sitting out here. He's like, oh, really? Maybe I did send something. So, you know, of course it was from Dobro, which was really cool. Opened it up, snatched me a nice little, Hogan and Funko Pop, the Huckster, one of your favorites.
Yeah.
got a Pete Gass's book, My Life in Wrestling, Looking at the Lights or something. It's a weird title, real long title, but interesting to get a read that. And then he sent me like some 24 karat gold playing cards with like a certificate of authenticity and a real cool box, and definitely like really, really cool. Like, and I'm a hold'em player, so that was really cool. Like, I probably won't play cards with those because they're too fucking cool, but definitely cool. And then, you know, I think, hey, my day's over. You know, got hooked up from Dobro, yada yada, and then lo and behold, the FedEx man rolls up in the driveway, and you know, he's holding a box from Manscaped. You know, they sent me that lawnmower 3.0, so I open that, see all the goodness. Got a shirt, some boxers. My balls do appreciate me, but super excited to give this stuff a whirl. And Eric, I think you got the same package, didn't you?
I did. They actually sent me a bunch of shit. I really, really appreciate it. The guys over at Manscaped, Kyle, thank you so much. You guys, get in on this. Get your lawnmower 3.0. It's got an LED light. It's got anti-nick protection. I got, what else they sent me? I got a bag here to keep it in. Got my shit right here. I also got ball deodorant. I got ball toner. I got the lawnmower 3.0. Yeah, man. I got briefs. I got t-shirts. Guys, use discount code DTF. Get 20% off your entire order plus free shipping. It's a win-win situation. You know what I mean? Your balls are going to be glossy. Your bank account is not going to take a big hit because you got that 20% off with the discount code DTF. It's a win-win. You guys are quarantined right now. You're putting in extra work. The gimmick's getting used. Clean the gimmick. Make it presentable. Make it inviting. You guys want service? Make it inviting. That's how it goes. Your partner in your life will appreciate that. Show your appreciation to them by cleaning up your groinal area. And we're going to have, Barry's got something very special lined up for you guys regarding Manscaped. So be on the lookout for that. But in the meantime, use discount code DTF to get 20% off your entire order.
Yeah, man, I'm hoping to have that done this week, or at least by the show next week. And I think you guys will like it. It's going to be real fun, real cool.
And we also have the marketing manager. She's working on something crazy right now. That's all we're going to say, right, Barry?
Crazy.
Crazy.
I couldn't believe it.
Mind blown. So the marketing manager had a little time on her hand. Marketing director. Damn, I got to get used to her new title.
You're going
to
get
the marketing director.
You're going to get an email.
And we have a strongly worded email when she listens to the show tomorrow. So, yeah, but she's working on something huge, so be on the lookout for that. You know, Barry, I was messing around on a wrestling toy tracker last night. Just doing my thing like I always do. You know, just getting my knowledge up, just looking around, seeing what I could buy, seeing what's hitting, what's affordable right now, maybe treating myself for my birthday. You know how that goes. And it got me thinking, you're an old school guy, Barry. I got a question for you. What is your favorite series of LJNs and why?
You know, to me, I think series one to me is always going to be my favorite out of that, because those were my first ones, I guess, as a kid. Those were like the Ric Flair Remco was my first figure ever. But this first line of LJNs were all the rest of them. And I can, when I see them, I go back to Hills, man, going through the aisles. And you know, that first series had to sell well, or we wouldn't get, you know, you wouldn't get any more series. Basically, they would have shelved them. And I mean, you had Andre, you had the Iron Sheik, you had Piper, Big John Studd, Superfly Jimmy Snuka. And I mean, I've been called Hillbilly Jim before.
You have.
That's fine. And the Junkyard Dog and your boy Hulk Hogan and Nikolai Volkoff out here. But though, I mean, those were big sellers. I remember watching Primetime Wrestling, and in between Bobby and Gorilla, they'd always have the ring, and they'd have some wrestlers and shit set up in there. So, I mean, to me, that first series is always going to be special.
For me, it came down to two, and I went ahead and just chose one that, like, kind of subjective, guys that I like, that, you know, I'd love to go back and get. Series three, you had the managers. You got Heenan. You got Captain Lou. You got Classy Freddie Blassie. You got Jimmy Hart. And these are, I mean, icons. I just named icons, Barry, right? Yeah. Also, we get our Macho Man. We get the Ricky the Dragon. You know, of course, we got SD Jones. You know, you got Corporal Kirchner. But you also got Morocco with a shirt on, by the way. My dude was jacked. Jesse the Body with the pose, right?
Yeah.
Tito with the purple tights. And also Terry Funk, the Funker.
Yes, sir.
So to me, and that was, you know, one of the, you know, first time they had, you know, they had more figures that series. I really, really liked that series a lot, though. I got the Macho Man out of that one. I had the Morocco at one point, just like recently, and then, you know, a buddy of mine wanted it, so he got it. But I do want to get this Heenan. I would love to have an MOC LJ and Heenan. You know, 150, not terrible. Classy Freddy Blassie, I feel like MOC 103, that's a very fair price. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Series 3. But as you go through, I also like the tag teams. I also like Series 4 a lot, too, just because we had some tag teams, right? We had the Hart Foundation, and we had the Killer Bees. And also, you got Liz to go with your Macho Man. And then you got Jake the Snake. Kamala. You got Harley Race in that series. So to me, I like Series 4 a lot. Series 3 won it just a little bit because I like the manager touch to it. I think that's cool. But yeah, it's really, you know, we go on and on and on all day. But I was just scrolling last night. I was thinking, like, what's Barry's favorite LJNs? So Barry, I'll just scroll down a little bit here. We're looking at the tag teams. We get past all the black cards and everything. I'm at Wrestling Toy Tracker, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm looking at some of these tag teams, and I'm starting to remember that Ty never sent me my Davey Boy Smith.
Eric, if you could see me right now, I'd say this is my shocked face. You can't fucking believe a word Ty says. He's a Triple H mark. He's gonna lie to you. He's supposed to send that figure for how many months now? Six?
A year.
Oh, fuck.
I was in my 30s when he was talking about it.
That's true. This motherfucker.
This motherfucker out here. So, that's like Conrad getting on Tony about the six-man belts.
Right.
That LJN Bulldog is my six-man title.
Well, good luck getting it from old Ty's wife's husband, because... He ain't gonna do it. But I'm looking at Wrestling Toy Tracker right now, and if you look at the Bret Hart, his name is misspelled.
Yeah.
Two T's.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, and Bret let that slide.
Well, he wasn't like Bret then, you know what I mean?
Right. So he was just like, give me the royalty check and we're good.
Yeah, let me go out here and put Demolition over.
Man, Demolition was underrated as shit, honestly.
Do you see the price on that MOC Brett, though?
I did.
$4,525.
Is that all?
That's it.
But if it's the drop-off tie, in case you're wondering, for a loose one, is $81.
It's all about that misspelled card.
Right.
Misspelled all over it, too.
I believe it.
So, anyway, moving on. Little wrestling news, Barry. I want to get your take on this. I got some things I want to say, too. First one, the Revival was granted their full release from WWE. Before I got to say what I'm going to say, I want to ask you your thoughts.
So, I'm actually super excited for those dudes, man. There is a lot of matches that not just myself are looking forward to, but a lot of the fans, I think, are looking forward to seeing these guys out there with creative control, with their creativity. I have a feeling they're going to be in AEW very shortly. So I I am super excited to see what these dudes can do. And AEW's tag division just got strong as shit. So that's my take on it, man. I'm super excited.
Yeah, I think it's great, man. And now they're going by the names Cash Wheeler and Dax Hardwood. You can buy their shirts on Pro Wrestling Tees now. And it was, I believe it was Cash Wheeler, on his Instagram and his story today, was basically posting different tag teams from all across the world. Girls of Destiny, The North, Pride and Powerful. All kinds of people, all from all over the world that they can work with. And I think eventually they will end up in AEW. But I think these dudes are going to want to wet their whistle first around the world. I really do. These guys are old school. They're throwbacks. They want that Japan run, right? And they're going to go where the money's right. I mean, maybe they'll do some stuff in TNA, which I was kind of surprised to see The North in their story. Nothing against The North. Love Ethan Page. Big fan of his and his content. But, I mean, again, WWE is not the end-all, be-all. Now, I get everybody's a WWE fan growing up, and that was always the goal. You know, they're Hart Foundation fans. They love Arn and Tully, da-da-da-da-da. I get that. You know, but I think at the end of the day, and I think Cody said it before, who's going to tell me how to play my music? It's his music. And these guys are throwbacks. And, you know, a lot of people didn't, fine, leave, fuck them. I saw a lot of people who loved the Revival and they were leaving quickly change that opinion. And, you know, it's just fickle. So to me, I'm very excited for the future. I'm very excited what they're going to do. I think we've been, the fans, the talent have been craving that Young Bucks revival feud that's kind of been going on already for a long time. So, yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great for pro wrestling. And again, like you said, tell their own story, get out, flex your muscle. They're going to have their own creative control. They're going to be able to call their own shots. And, you know, these guys have been through NXT. They've been through WWE. They're prepared for this. I'm not knocking WWE at all. It's just not for everybody sometimes. Barry, have you ever worked a job you didn't like?
Absolutely.
Me too. I guarantee a lot of people listening to this have too. You know, a lot of times the dream isn't always the dream you thought it was going to be. And they got to live their dream, I'm telling you. SmackDown champions, Raw champions, two-time NXT champions, Match of the Year. These guys put on a show. Just when they got to WWE, they just, you know, wasn't a good fit for them. And they tried to make it work. So, it's whatever. Sometimes, you know, I'm sure that they left on good terms and the door's open to come back, like it always is. The business is business. But again, I'm happy for them, dude. I don't want anybody to be anywhere that they're not happy. That's not cool. I don't want, well, you got to stay in WWE. No, fuck that. Go make yourself happy, man. And the big controversy going on right now, Barry, is WWE is going to continue doing live shows as they have been deemed an essential business in Florida. I don't know how wrestling is deemed an essential business. And we'll get into AEW a little bit later, because I don't want to sound hypocritical here at all. So that's what I'll definitely get accused of. But being deemed an essential business for weekly television is, I don't know if it's a great look right now with the way the world is. You know, I understand that they have responsibilities to a TV contract for Fox, and they don't want to renege on that because they earned billions of dollars for that. And, you know, that's big money, and WWE's a business first. But to me, it's just, and then you hear stories about, you know, Linda promised them, you know, she's working politically. I don't want to get into politics too much, but basically Florida's going to benefit financially from something Linda McMahon's doing and with her public office. So, which politics is politics. I'm not going to get into it, but it's just, it's, I don't know. I've seen a lot of negative comments about it online. People say they're not going to watch this and that and the other. I'm not going to boycott, nothing like that, but I just don't see how professional wrestling is essential business right now.
I'm with you. I couldn't believe it. I thought it was a joke and shit when I first read it that, you know, they were deemed an essential business. Fuck it. You'd have to, I guess, explain that one to me, as a lot of these businesses are getting shut down and they're more needed than pro wrestling right now. So yeah, I'm lost and kind of confused of how, you know, how they're deemed essential.
And I don't know if these guys are getting, basically they have, it's their own call whether they want to work or not. The superstars, I mean. We have found out that somebody, an on-air talent with WWE, has tested positive for COVID-19. So a lot of people giving Sean Ross Sapp shit for not revealing who that was, but I don't think people on Twitter understand how HIPAA laws work. That's not really, you know what I mean? It's really nobody's business. The person wants to come out and say, cool, but that's not a thing. So you're talking about somebody's health and livelihood. That's not important for me to know, for my basically just curiosity. So, but yeah, I mean, I hope everybody's safe, everything comes out okay, and I'll watch. I'm not gonna boycott. I'm not gonna be one of those people, but I'm confused about how it's an essential business. I really am. I kind of know how it got declared an essential business, which is kind of gross, but I'm not gonna get into that. And on the flip side of that, we do know that AEW has shows in the can till mid-May. Which is cool. And they had a hard time getting that even taped. Now they're saying they're going to go on with Double or Nothing. Originally scheduled for Saturday, May 28th. It is now going to be Saturday, May 29th at MGM Grand Garden Arena. It's going to be on pay-per-view. If you had tickets, they're going to fully promote you, whatever. But it's going to be on, let me see where I can find it here. It's going to be on Dish Network, DirecTV, Bleacher Report Live and overseas on Fight TV. I don't know what the price point is going to be. I don't know how they're going to shoot this thing. Apparently, there's guidelines they can follow. I don't know. Again, we just shit on kind of WWE for running live shows. Now AEW is saying they're going to run a live show. But again, we don't know what this is going to be. Are they going to do a lot more remote cinematic-style wrestling like we saw at WrestleMania? I don't know. So, and I think that by the vibe of this, I'm reading the tweets right now, sounds like it's kind of tentative, right? As illustrated in our mission statement, the safety and well-being of our fans and talent is always our top priority. AEW is grateful to MGM Grand Hotel and Resorts and everyone close to within AEW family, including fans, for their patience, understanding, and sends thanks around the world to healthcare and frontline workers who are answering the call to protect and serve their communities, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I don't know what this show is going to look like, you know? So, obviously, you're not going to have just some regular-ass pay-per-view. You kind of can't right now. You got to keep people safe. So, well, I'm going to reserve judgment on that because I don't know exactly what this is going to be. But I hope it's not, you know, they say their mission statement. I hope they're not going back on that mission statement. That's all I'm saying. That would be gross, too.
Yeah, I don't know how you could pull off of, you know, a pay-per-view in the fucking MG. Did you say the MGM?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you're pulling off a pay-per-view in the MGM empty arena. Like the Performance Center, I mean, probably holds 100 people. The fucking MGM holds like 20 grand. You know, 20,000. So that will be real, real weird. And like I said, I hope they're not planning on allowing an audience in there. That would just, I don't know how they'd get away with that, but if you're planning on going to that event, yeah, I'll be shocked if that kicks off with a live audience.
That's fucking absolutely, yeah, 1,000%. I can sell you, I bet it's good money, that is not going to have an audience.
Yeah. If you're thinking you're going to attend that event live, yeah, it ain't going to happen.
I don't, man, they're talking about not having fans for football games.
Right.
You know, this is not, we can't, I don't know. Again, I don't want to get political here, but we can't get too quick to jump back into things. Stuff isn't going to be normal for quite some time. That's just facts of the matter. So, in the meantime, we got Grim Barrett. A lot of people, they don't like the no-crowd wrestling shows. I don't know if they're going to charge the full $50, $60, whatever it is. For this, I think maybe it should be a discounted show. Because a lot of people are going to tap out with the no-crowd shows. So, I don't know. It's not like they're paying $9.99 for it on the network, right?
Right.
So, just a different world we're living in right now, man. It's just all changed so fast. And it's, you know, I hope for the best. I hope for the best for everybody in wrestling, in WWE and AEW, that everybody stays safe. I understand the need to want to watch something and there's nothing else going on. I don't want somebody else to put themselves in harm's way for me to be entertained. I don't feel the need for that.
Yeah, and like I said, everything's changing so fast. Everything's basically right now going on trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
Like, should we do this? All shit, that didn't work. This all shit that in, and they're just hoping something sticks. I mean, they're trying to fix something that no one's dealt with ever. So, I mean, I'm cutting them some slack, and you know, like I said, I hope we get this thing figured out, man.
Yeah. In the meantime, guys, go on the network, watch old wrestling. Do you guys want to watch a match? Let me know. You know what I mean? We can set something up. You know what I mean? We're FaceTime talk. Or, you know, just, you know, tweet each other while we're watching the match. You know, me and my buddy do that all the fucking time. You know, he'll text me 3-2-1 go. He wants to watch a match from like 1997 Bash of the Beast or something. You know, something crazy. You know what I mean? He's like, oh, I want to watch this match. Watch it with me. I'm going to talk to you about it. You know what I mean? Because he's bored at home on quarantine right now. Not working. So, I get it. He told me today he was watching, what was he watching? Buried Alive 96. And JR's mic wasn't working right and he kept getting pissed. TJ was cracking up.
Yeah, so, that was setting up the, what was it, the Jim Ross getting fired angle and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
He brought out fake Diesel and Razor. Yeah.
So, one last thing before we get out of here. You know, our homie, Josh, what's his Twitter handle, Barry?
Windog27.
There it is, because I fuck it up. Every Windog with two G's, right?
I think it's two N's.
See, I don't want to mess him up, man. That's my dude.
You're going to make me look, ain't you? There he is. It's WENDOGG27.
Well, anyway, that's the homie. I love that dude. Josh, shoulders to the mat. Wendog at Wendog27 at, that's at WENDOGG27. Anyway, dude, monster AEW fan. He buys all the shirts off Pro Wrestling Tees. That's what he's doing on quarantine right now. Right? I'm looking for his Don't Rush videos on TikTok where he wakes up out of bed, right? And he has on, like, basically just like the Le Champion scarf. That's how he sleeps in and just rests nude. And then he just hits with the Don't Rush, right? And when he gets in the shirts from Pro Wrestling Tees, because he is a big factor in why a lot of these shirts are in the top 10 right now of last week. We're just going to go through them really quick. Number 10, Matt Hardy, All Delete Wrestling. Kind of a take on the AEW shirt, obviously. Number 9, Matt Hardy, Delete the Urge. The Urge to be a Hole of the Ass. Fantastic. Number 8, Chris Jericho, Glamour Shot. Rachel liked that one. She thought that was really dope. Number 7, Le Champion, the Palace tank top, where basically he's in his Le Champion scarf in his hot tub at his house. Very dope. Number 7, you got a Kenny Omega, Omegatron shirt. Number 6, limited edition official Capcom Cup, Kenny Omega shirt. There's 3 colors available. Shirt's a little more expensive. Pretty dope, though. Looks like your Street Fighter shirt. Number 5, Orange Cassidy, yearbook photo. Number 4, Orange Cassidy, freshly, I messed that up, that's number 3. Number 3, Orange Cassidy, freshly squeezed. Number 2, Chris Jericho, the Inner Circle, a take on Guns N' Roses. And the number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees this week is Britt Baker Possessed. When she had the match last week with Hikaru Shida, and she got kicked in the mouth and she was bleeding. And yeah, that was a, first off, best women's match they've had in AEW so far. Go back and check out Dynamite last week. It was very dope from 4-8, I believe. Very dope match. But yeah, number 1 selling shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees. Then you got Le Champion scarf and the Mr. Grab Bag adult shirt, obviously. But yeah, so Josh is wearing all these. He's probably went out and wore the Britt Baker shirt right away. He's a big fan of their women's division.
As soon as he's seen it.
Barry, you got anything else, bro? I had a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, man, it was a good time. Good time. Got to shoot the shit. Happy birthday tomorrow, brother.
Thank you.
I'm sure I'll talk to you. And you know, like I said, thank everybody. Like, we can't thank you guys enough for this past week, man. It's been absolutely amazing. Humbling experience. I mean, and like Eric will tell you, I ain't the most humble fucking guy on the planet, but you guys certainly humbled me, and I can't thank you guys enough. So with that, you can follow me on Twitter at bfrost28. Eric, drop the credentials, sir.
Before I do, I want to thank everybody so much who has reached out. Thank me, or I'm sorry, congratulate me on a birthday, wish me happy birthday, all that good stuff. You know, birthdays are, they're different, right? It's a time of reflection, it's a time of looking back. For me, I think about the ones who aren't here to celebrate it with me, you know, and I remember them. I want to always keep them close to my heart. Love you, Mom. And that's, you know, it's a tough day sometimes, but I love it, and I love you guys, and the people that have picked me up and put me in a good place, and Dobro, I love you so much, man. It's a very special day, and you guys have returned that day being special to me so much. So thank you guys all so much for that. Go to willamaneuver.net, go to Shop by Store, scroll down, Doing the Favorite Podcast, buy one of our 5 shirts. All proceeds goes COVID-19 Solidarity Response Fund by the World Health Organization through 531. Thank you guys all so much that have bought them already. Download us. Rate, review, subscribe. iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, Google Play by searching Doing the Favor Podcast. Thank you guys all so much that support us, listen to us, help us grow this thing. We're not done yet. We're going to keep this motherfucker rolling. Sorry, Nick, about the kids. We're keeping this motherfucker rolling, and we're going to grow this thing, and we're excited to have all you guys on here with us.
Absolutely, and I fucked up at the beginning, so let me do it now. Breaker and Bane, love you two guys, man. You guys are awesome. Thank you so much. And guys, with that, good night, and God bless. Yeah. Peace.
It goes 1, 2, 3 into the foe. Eric, I bury you up with ETF, and that's for sure. If you don't come correct, you get your ass fold. So take a minute and chill until the next episode. Doing the favor, always bringing the heat. That's why Barry got your girl doing legwork in the sheets. My dude Eric holding down for the streets. Them Ohio players got their ears to the beat. Gotta say that we appreciate the time. Whether you're on the job or trying to unwind. Just a few more days until we're back live. Will be your lifeline. I know you feel me on the mic with the flavor. Let it marinate in something to savor. We ball so hard, this is a layup. Until the next time, doing the favor. Yeah, doing the favor. Doing the favor. Doing the favor. Until next time, doing the favor.